Please.
Lo lishma, we come to lishma number one by Baal HaSulam. We find and see in the words of our sages of the Talmud that they have made the path of Torah easier for us than the sages of the Mishnah. This is because they said one should always practice the Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma. And from lo lishma, he will come to lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Thus, they have provided us with a new means instead of the penance presented in the above-mentioned Mishnah, Mishnah Avot. The light in the Torah, it bears sufficient power to reform one and bring him to practice Torah and mitzvot, lishma. They did not mention penance here, but only that the engagement in Torah and mitzvot alone provides one with that light that reforms. So one may engage in Torah and mitzvot in order to bring contentment to his Maker, and not at all for his own pleasure, and this is called lishma. So let's keep going.
Excerpt number two from Zohar for All. One should always engage in Torah and commandments, even not for her sake, because from not for her sake, he comes to for her sake. This is so because for man's lowness, he cannot engage in commandments in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker right from the start. Rather, by his nature, he can make any movement only if it is for his own benefit. For this reason, he must engage in commandments, not for her sake, first, out of his own benefit. And yet, during the carrying out of commandments, he extends abundance of Kedusha, holiness. And through the abundance that he extends, he will eventually come to engage in commandments for her sake, in order to bring contentment to his Maker.
Again.
Yes. So we are in excerpt number three. Baal HaSulam writes, do not say that if lishma is a gift from above, what good is one's overcoming and efforts and all the remedies and corrections that he does in order to achieve lishma, if it depends on the Creator. Our sages said about it, you are not free to rid yourself of it. Rather, one must give the awakening from below. And this is considered prayer. Yet there cannot be a real prayer if he does not know first that without prayer it cannot be obtained. Therefore, the acts and remedies he does in order to obtain lishma create the corrected vessels in him that want to receive the lishma. Then, after all the actions and the remedies, he can pray in earnest, since he saw that all his actions did not help him whatsoever. Only then can he make an honest prayer from the bottom of his heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer and gives him the gift of lishma.
Excerpt
number four. Rabash writes, one who sees one's lowliness sees that he is treading the path leading to the work lishma. This gives one room for a real prayer from the bottom of the heart, when he sees that no one will help him but the Creator himself. As Baal HaSulam interpreted concerning the redemption from Egypt, I am not a messenger. For everyone saw that only the Creator himself redeemed them from the governance of evil. And when rewarded with the work Lishma, there is certainly nothing to be proud of, because then one sees that it is only God's gift and not my power and the might of my hand. And there is no foreign hand that can help him. Therefore, he feels his loneliness, how serving the king is an immeasurable pleasure. And without his help, he would not agree to it. Indeed, there is no greater lowliness than this. Again, exit.